The following is provided through the IAAIS Program Share Service.
Welcome to today's reading of Soap Opera Digest. I'm Deborah Morrell for the Virginia Voice. Our first article is about actress Brittany Sarpy, who plays Elena on The Young and Restless, on her big life change, by writer Devin Owens. Last December, Brittany Sarpy, who plays Elena on Young and Restless, enjoyed a meaningful trip to Paris. "I went solo," the actress explains. "It was my first time there, and I had a great time. It was Christmas time, and I stayed by the Champs-Élysées, so it was really stunning. It was probably the prettiest rendition of Christmas I've seen yet." Even though Sarpy was a party of one in the most romantic city on earth, she says that the solitude was just what she needed. "Traveling alone is very empowering," she declares. "I had a lot of space with myself on this trip, with a lot of time to contemplate who I am as a woman at my age and contemplate things that I've been wanting to write about and just kind of clear some space in my head on some things that I wanted to get down on paper and explore." Over the course of her week-long trip, Sarpy also honed her skills in the kitchen. "I took a cooking class, which was an all-day thing and was also one of the most fun parts of my trip," she shares. Essentially, my job in the cooking class was to do the scalloped potatoes," chuckles the actress. "I didn't feel like I needed to be with people that I knew, and I ended up meeting so many people just in that class. That was a community in and of itself. If I had gone with another person, I might not have reached out and extended myself. So it's cool to force yourself to make connections outside of your very small community that you're used to." When Sarpy returned home, she made a major life change. "I just added a baby to the family," she smiles, of her new puppy. "His name is Oish. He is Charlie, my first dog's new brother. I got him as a Christmas present, and he's been a wonderful addition. Charlie is an old man, and Oishi will help him keep young. I've had dog baby fever for a long time, and when a friend of mine got this new dog, she told me it had siblings. So I happened to see him and fell in love." And that is the article, a catch-up with actress Brittany Sarpy, who plays Elena on Young and Restless, on her big trip and her big life change, by Devin Owens. Next up, an interview. An exclusive General Hospital Steve Burton opens up about his Jason comeback, by Mara Levinsky. General Hospital announced Steve Burton's return as Jason during a primetime special in January, kicking off a countdown to his comeback that ends in the first week of March, when Jason makes his first on-air appearance. The actor opened up to Soap Opera Digest about slipping back into Jason's shoes and his own evolution since he last aired in 2021, saying, "I'm super grateful for the opportunity to come back and share myself as a new person." Soap Opera Digest: "When you shot the teaser for your return for the primetime special, that was your first time back in the studio in several years. What was that experience like?" Steve Burton: "You know, I wasn't sure what it would be like, but honestly, It's somewhere where there's so much history in my life, and it has always felt like home. Obviously, I had to leave and all those things, but I've changed a lot in those 2 years myself. They tried to keep it on the down low, which didn't really work. The cast, the crew, hair, makeup, wardrobe, everybody knew I had to be there. The crew didn't know, actually. So, walked on stage, and it was super cool. It was just so warm and welcoming, and people were very excited. It started at the gate when the security guard, Emma, who's been there forever, ran out and gave me a huge hug. It was so sweet, you know? It really made me happy. Soap Opera Digest. What were your reunions like with Laura Wright, who plays Carly, and Kelly Monaco, who plays Sam? Burton. Oh, that was cool. I didn't even know what I was shooting. I didn't know I had that line, Happy Anniversary, General Hospital. Stay tuned, big things are coming to Port Charles. That was my thing, you know. I really knew nothing. One of the producers, who's a good friend of mine and a really great guy, he just kind of hung out with me. He was like, hey, let's just hang out in the dressing room. And I said, do I have lines? He goes, I think. Let me check. Laura did come in prior, and she was super excited. I didn't see Kelly until we were on stage, which was cool, and it was just great. It was fun to shoot. The crew was like, what the heck is going on here? It was exciting, you know? I was there for so long. I grew up there. Family is going to be family. You're going to have disagreements. You're going to have things happen in life. And hopefully, we all move forward from it and grow from it. Soap Opera Digest. There was a huge reaction in the soap world when that aired, and people knew that Jason Morgan was a-coming. What did that mean to you to know that the character still evokes that kind of response? Burton. I literally got goosebumps when you said it, just because it was a great idea for Frank Valenti, the executive producer, to do that announcement in the primetime special. I think it was a huge surprise for everybody, and the timing couldn't have been more perfect. Jane Elliott, who plays Tracy, and I were talking in the makeup room. She goes, can you believe they still call me? And I go, can you believe I'm 53 and they're still calling me? We're so grateful, you know? It's pretty cool to be able to have a character like that. Look, as an actor, it's always great to go and do different things. That's why we become actors. But when you fall into a character that you can have fun with, do what you love to do, performance-wise, get to do the stunts, be involved in a cool story, be involved with great actors, it's really just a dream character for me. Digest. And hey, who wouldn't love to come to work and put on a black t-shirt? Burton. I don't even have to put it on. It's on. I carry 3 in my backpack. New fresh ones all the time, so I'm ready wherever I am. And now, especially with the comeback, there's no hiding in public anymore. With people, it can be out of sight, out of mind a little bit. Maybe someone will recognize me when I'm out and about. But now that my return has been in the press and everything, it's, oh, here comes the guy with the spiky hair and the black t-shirt. That could be Jason. Oh, it is. There's no hiding. But people have just been so gracious, saying, we can't wait for you to come back. It's very sweet. Digest. Did General Hospital's wardrobe director, Sean Reeves, hook you up with new t-shirts, or do your old ones just get taken out of storage? Burton. I'm sure he bought some new ones. I found a particular long sleeve black t-shirt I like, so I bought some of those for me, because it is still winterish. I don't see really much more of a change in my wardrobe, so to speak. Listen, they save so much money with my wardrobe. I probably have the cheapest wardrobe in daytime history for a contract player. There's no doubt, because half the time, the t-shirts are mine. Digest. Because you'd shot that bit for the primetime special, you'd gotten that first trip back to the studio out of the way. But what was it like going to work on your first real day back to playing Jason? Burton. For me, I'm a creature of habit, so I did not change one thing. The first day I came in, I was the first one in the parking lot at 4:45 a.m. I'm in the gym, I shower, I do my same thing I did every time I was there. I just wanted to make it the same for me. But it was great. It was great being back. It was great being back in the building early and alone, getting a workout in, feeling good, getting ready for the day. You know, it's just a great way to prepare. And I was excited. I was excited to be back. With everything that's happened in my life in the past couple of years and all the growth and work I try to do every day, I just feel like it's brought my acting, I don't know, my acting is more focused, if that's even a thing. So I'm excited, and it's been amazing so far being back for the 2 weeks that I worked. Digest. You mentioned intersecting with Jane Elliott in the makeup room. What are some of the other backstage reunions that stick out to you? Burton. It's so funny because I guess Chad Duell, who plays Michael, and Josh Schwicker, who plays Chase, are like my two sons, apparently. They're such great guys and such kids at heart. Still, I see them as kids, even though, you know, they're, I don't know, 30-something. We just had Josh on our podcast over at Daily Drama. Big Labrador Retriever, like every time I come in the building, he's like, and he adopts the excited tone, "Hey, Steve, hey, Steve." Maurice Bernard, who plays Sonny, came in my first day, and it was amazing. You see people sporadically because obviously everyone doesn't work at the same time all the time. But I saw Finola Hughes, who plays Anna, and young Willow, as I call her, Katie McMullen. There's a lot of people, but I don't want to spoil anything about who I've worked with. It's been awesome to see everyone. It was so good to see Jane, obviously, because she started before me. But I've worked with her since 1991. We're like, man, this is crazy. We're still doing this. She's awesome. Soap Opera Digest. Has it been fun for you to kind of see all the speculation among fans about what Jason's storyline will be? Burton. Oh, yes. I love the speculation. I love how invested people are in this. And they'll be dying on their sword that they're right. I happened to talk to a fan, and she was like, "So, this is what it is. You're doing this, then this happens." I go, "Hey, guess what? None of that is right, so you better watch." Digest. When the circumstances of Jason's return were being figured out, were you curious about what they had in mind? Did that matter to you? Burton. Listen, I've never been a guy to dictate story. I've never been somebody going, hey, I can't or won't do this. If there was anything I needed, it was always on the day that particular episode was shot. Like, hey, this is not really working. Can we change something? During that process, there was a head writer switch. So apparently there was a whole different story planned. And then the head writer switch happened. And then they kind of rebooted the story arc. I know Patrick Mulcahy, one of the new head writers, a little bit. But I really know Elizabeth Court, who was promoted to co-head writer. There's no one in the building that loves that show, knows the history of the character, and is invested in it 100% than Elizabeth. There has never been a more deserved promotion ever. Once I know that she was one of the head writers, I was like, oh, this is going to be good. I cannot wait. And it has been exactly that. Everything has been amazing. Digest. There have been a lot of scenes recently with Danny and people talking about how much Danny is like his father. With both Jake and Danny being teenagers now, does it interest you to get to explore Jason as a father more this time around? Burton. Yeah, it does. I was actually talking to Bradford Anderson, who plays Spinelli, about this. When you have teen actors or teen characters, then you start having a point of view. When a kid is 8 or 9, there's really no point of view, but these kids are each going to have their own point of view of who I am, what the relationship is, and we get to work on that and build on that. So, yes, I am excited to work with both of them. Digest. A hot topic among fans is who might stir up romantic feelings in Jason this time around. Jason has had several really successful pairings, and there's a lot of chatter among the different fan bases for your different couplings, wondering if this is their time. Is that part of the fun of this return for you? Burton, it is. Some of those fan wars got pretty nasty, you know? And obviously, none of us want that. But it was what it was. I think so much time has passed now. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe the show can kind of tease it, see what happens. I don't know what the plan is, but again, I'm just going to do whatever the head writers write, and we'll see where it takes us. I mean, from what I heard, Britt's dead, so I guess that's over. Digest. Well, from what I heard, Jason was too. Burton, huh, that's true. A couple of times. Digest. You said that you feel like your acting is more focused now. Can you explain what feels different to you now about the way you're working and playing Jason? Burton. Without getting too into the weeds about the personal work I've done, I feel that when you come to a place, when you have internal peace, which is really what everybody wants, right? It's not even to be happy. It's really to be loved and to have internal peace and not let everything external dictate the internal. I always tell people, because I coach, if the external is jacked up and the internal is jacked up, you're jacked. But if the external is crazy and the internal is okay, you're gonna be okay. I've done this work over the years, and I'm at peace. I'm at the most peace I've been in my life, the happiest I've been in my life, the most secure I've been in my life, and I'm not talking about security financially. I'm just talking about as a human being. And it just gives you this power and focus that you didn't have before. And you can't really understand it until you do it. Until you put the work in and you go, oh, I get to control so much. I control what I do. I control my day. I control my habits. I could set myself up for success. So it's all bleeding into my life in every category now, with business, with acting, with relationships, with my kids, all this stuff. I'm just so in the zone. And that's the other thing, too. When you're acting, if you're a creative person, you really have a chance to get into a state that most people won't experience often. And that's being in a flow state. If you're a writer, if you're a painter, if you're a musician, if you're an actor, if you're doing something creative, or maybe you're just cleaning the house with music on, and all of a sudden, an hour goes by and you're like, wow, where did that hour go? That's what I get to do in a lot of areas of my life. And I get to do it on stage. I just have such a great appreciation of being able to go up there and do what I love to do in a different way now, through a different vessel. Being a completely different person after 3 years. And that's what's amazing to me. I just feel like the self-control and the discipline I've gained has allowed me to become a better actor. I'm way more in tune with my emotions than I've ever been in my life, too. I'm not going to leave anything on the table in my life anymore. I always say, we have one life. Don't settle. And that goes across the board. With acting, I'm just going to leave it all on the table. And hey, if it's awesome, it's awesome. And if it happens not to be that day, then it's not. But I always want to go that extra mile and do anything I do. In anything I do, I'm just going to give it 110% every day. That's why I do what I do daily, and I don't miss a day because, really, you're training for life, and life is gonna throw things at you. You're gonna go through adversity. It's always about how you handle it. Digest. Soaps are unique in that actors do have the ability to leave and come back from a different vantage point. Burton. Yes. I think leaving is the best thing people can do. It's always in the best way or whatever it may be, but the circumstances don't matter. It forces you to grow as a person. There's no doubt about it. You're out of your comfort zone. When you're uncomfortable, you're going to grow. And a lot of times, when you leave a very comfortable job where they hand you everything, and it's very easy and people get very complacent. It's not a great state to live in. In life, when you're forced into being uncomfortable, you're like, oh, wait, there's a whole other world out there? Now I have to figure out how I'm going to survive out there, you know? And it changes the game. General Hospital will always be my home. I've left a few times. I left in 2012, which was the big one, and the last one, and it completely changed me as a human being in every way, every time I left. And I'm so grateful for that, and I'm super grateful for the opportunity to come back and share myself as a new person also. Some people may think, oh, he's coming back again. Who gives a you-know-what? You know what's different? Well, a lot is different this time. I'm different. The writing is different. The show is different. And it's going to be great. Digest. What do you want to say to your fans now that the countdown of your return is over? Burton, well, obviously, always, I want to say thank you for your support over the years. It's an exciting time for me in my life. It's an exciting time to be back on General Hospital, and I can say truly that they're not going to be disappointed by this story. And that's a big thing to say because a lot of times you can't. And a lot of times you don't know. But from what I've shot, the scenes I've done already, nope, they're not going to be disappointed. So I'm excited. I'm super excited to see what the response is going to be. And that is the interview with Steve Burton on his return as Jason to General Hospital by Mara Levinsky. Next, just a few tidbits about March the 5th. Five things that happened in soap opera history. Number one, in 1990, Sarah wed Beau, who was posing as Prince Raymond in Mandoria on One Life to Live. In 1992, Candace Early exited All My Children after a 16-year run as Donna. In 2007, Nick and Sharon's divorce was finalized on Young and Restless. In 2012, Roger Holworth made his General Hospital debut as his One Life to Live alter, Todd. And lastly, in 2013, Scott Reeves exited General Hospital as Stephen Lars Weber. And those are five tidbits from soap opera history for March the 5th. And finally, a take five with actor Michael Mueller, who plays Kyle on The Young and Restless. The actor answers five burning questions of Soap Opera Digest. Question number one, aside from acting, what are you most passionate about? Writing, says the actor. Number two, if you went to college now, what would you major in? Architecture. The design and construction of buildings and homes are a beautiful art form to me. Question three. If cost was not a factor, what kind of business would you open? I would open a record label or recording studio. Question four. What is your favorite attraction at Disneyland? Indiana Jones. I love the fast rides that jerk you around. And lastly, what is your least favorite vegetable? Mushrooms. I've just never enjoyed the taste. I don't remove them, but mushroom pizza is my least favorite. And that is a take five with actor Michael Mueller, who plays Kyle on The Young and Restless. Well, thank you for joining me today for Soap Opera Digest. I'm Deborah Morrell for the Virginia Voice. This program is also available on demand at www.virginiavoice.org.